Today marks the 13th anniversary of the beginning of the genocide in Rwanda, where some 800,000 people, mainly Tutsis, were killed. UN Radio's Marcia Ward talks with a survivor, United Nations staff member Immaculée Ilibagiza.
UN Radio's Marcia Ward talks with a survivor, United Nations staff member Immaculée Ilibagiza.
I saw them wearing banana leaves. They had corns they took from the goats. Really like trying to look like the devil.
Immaculée Ilibagiza describing the scene from the bathroom window of her hiding place as Hutu killers, including her neighbors, conducted a morbid search for Tutsi victims in a genocide which started after the shooting down of the plane carrying Rwanda's president Juvenal Habyarimana. Immaculée's entire family were killed.
I lost my mom, my dad, my two brothers, my grandmother, grandfather, uncles, aunt, cousins. That's almost like 90% of the whole family.
Immaculée's father, the director of schools, was a much loved and respected person in Kibuye province. After fleeing Tutsis came to his house for help, he sought the assistance of his friend, the burgmestre of the province, a Hutu. Instead of helping her father, he ordered the soldiers to kill him. Her mother and brothers were subsequently found and murdered. Immaculée was fortunate. Her father had sent her to the house of a Hutu friend for refuge.
They put us in his bathroom and they told her to sit there. Don't talk. Don't move. Don't flush the water until only somebody else is flushing behind. Because it had the two toilets. I said, even my children, I'm not telling them. So you have to make sure no noise, nothing. Otherwise, they can kill me that I try to hide Tutsis.
Immaculée describes her ordeal while hiding with seven other women in that tiny bathroom as the killers hunted Tutsis like cornered animals.
The second week, the killers started to search. That was the nightmare. Really, really the nightmare because they searched in the roof, the other bathroom, the bedrooms, under the bed, in the cupboards, the kitchen, where the cows slept. It was a group like 400 people, angry, singing, kill them, finish the babies from young. Those women pregnant, remove the babies. They had machetes, long spears.
Immaculée hid in the bathroom for 3 months. She could not believe that her friends and neighbors had turned on them in this senseless slaughter.
I knew them all my life as being people we share everything. Up to this minute, sometimes I wonder what happened to them. We lived in peace. But yet, I still have some love for them. What obsession they had that time. And believe me, when I went back, they were almost like really regretting to me that what I saw. Many people were regretting like, oh my gosh, you know.
Immaculée says her faith in God is the only thing that sustained her through the ordeal. At night, she dreamt that Jesus talked to her and comforted her. Today, she has no anger toward the people who killed her family.
I don't feel that anger. I remember I went to a prison to visit somebody who was involved in the killing of my parents, actually even searching for me. The burgmaster, I knew his family, his children, they were my friends. He was a very respectful person, always in a suit. And here you see him, his hair dropping, his beard grown up, dirty, his foot was swelling. I felt so bad. He was so ashamed. So I don't feel any anger. Actually, I feel pity. And I wish even to the killers, they can have some courses given to them spiritually to heal their consciences.
As to her feelings regarding the United Nations and the international community who did not respond quickly to save her people.
I don't hold it against them. But late decisions can really cause big thing. Started by our neighbors from Burundi, from Uganda. Maybe they should have tried to help us to stop it. But they didn't do it. But what now? The consequences are going through all of us. We are one. We should just help each other and work for the generation that is coming.
Immaculée Ilibagiza, a survivor of the Rwanda genocide of 1994. For UN Radio, I am Marcia Ward.